Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, welcome to the show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Show. I'm your host, pop art painter Jamie Rocks, and this is the big show. I'm so glad you found it. I'm very, very glad you did indeed. Tonight, I'm taking a little bit of a break from painting. Well-deserved break, because I just couldn't do it while thinking about this. I'm very excited. We've got a very, very cool cat on tonight with us, a pop rock and indie artist who splits his time between Cincinnati and Los Angeles. Mr. Spencer Anthony. I'll learn to talk one of these days and hit the bright button. How you doing, Spencer?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you, Jamie?
I'm all right. I'm trying to remember how to speak. I don't know what happened. I got tongue-tied on your crazy name. It's not even crazy, folks. How do I get tongue-tied on Spencer Anthony? I don't know, man. I need a cocktail in here, stat or something. No, I never drink when I'm working.
A dialect coach. That's what you need.
That's what I need. That's what I... Now, see, if I lived out in Los Angeles, that would be no problem. But down here in South Florida...
Here. They have plenty.
Oh, I'm telling you. That's the thing with Southern California, is they have everything. That's one of the things that... I lived out in San Diego for about 10 years after I got out of college. And
oh, wow.
I was just amazed, you know, at... Well, it's the business, you know. You've got all kinds of stuff out there. Now, you're kind of still a youngster a little bit. I mean, I'm not giving you a hard time or anything. but you got into the game a little early, eh?
Yeah, I'm lucky. I started singing when I was about 16. I just turned 16. So, and then I've been writing songs since I was about 12.
Wow.
So, I guess I did get in early.
That's amazing. So what got you into finally, you know, saying, okay, I'm going to sing here in front of people? I mean, was that first, you know, was that a big cliff to jump off of? You know, confidence-wise?
It was a huge cliff. Oh, my gosh, absolutely. I was a sports guy.
Okay.
I was going to be all sports. There was going to be nothing about music until I was 8 years old, and I bought a guitar, started playing. Some neighbors inspired me to start playing. And then I sort of had a dual path. I did sports and music. So that was
wow. That
was fun for a while. But it was funny. Growing up, I would sing all the time, like 4 or 5 years old. My mom would get a kick out of it. I would just sing, whatever. We went down to the radio station one time in Cincinnati, and I just sang for the DJ or whatever. And I was terrible. I was just a little kid, you know, singing. But
that's pretty cool,
and then
though.
I stopped. Yeah, when I was a preteen or whatever, I stopped. You know, the confidence thing comes in, and you're like, oh, man, no, I shouldn't sing. But and then I was going to start a band with my buddy Noah, and we were planning to look for a singer. I just wanted to be the guitar player and songwriter, I guess. And then for some reason, my mom just kept begging me to sing, and I was like, no, you know. Just trying to keep that cool mentality, like, no, mom, I'm not going to sing. And then something clicked, I guess, and I just started singing. And then we got voice lessons, and now we're here.
Outstanding. Well, it's cool, you know, that your mom and everybody was very supportive of your art.
Absolutely.
You know, and that doesn't always happen, man. That doesn't always happen.
I'm
not a musician. I'm a painter by trade. I paint pictures of people. That's what I do. But growing up, I guess because I had weird hair and stuff, I hung out with all my friends were musicians. That's how it was,
right.
You know? And so I've known a lot. And man, there's a great quote by Bruce Springsteen that I love, where he said, growing up, there were two very unpopular things in my home. One was my guitar and the other was me. You know, and that's the way it is with a lot of people, you know, but it's cool, you know, when your parents get on board, you know, that's half
Absolutely.
The battle, man.
That's
awesome.
Is half the battle. And luckily that battle was won from the start. I was so into basketball in high school. And then when I dropped everything and decided to switch everything, all my focus to music, they were like, okay, let's do it. It was just automatic, which was cool.
That's cool.
You know, it's, I mean, it's, you know, I pinch myself every day. I'm so lucky to be doing this. So.
Awesome. Now, when you were playing ball, did you have a particular position you played or you were known for, or did you do
it? I was one of the shorter guys when I got older. I was really in grade school and middle school.
Relate.
I was really overweight. So yeah. So I was,
really?
So I wasn't very good. I just sort of played wherever. I played one of the big dudes down low, you know. But once I got into seventh and eighth grade, I really started to sort of become more athletic. I lost like 40 or 50 pounds and just, you know, just started really getting obsessed. And then freshman year came along, and I was suddenly the short guy. I stopped growing in the sixth grade. You know, I was a tall guy for 3 years, and then getting high school, and all these guys are huge. I mean, we had a kid who was – he's playing varsity now. He's like 6'6 or something, and he could dunk freshman year. And, you know, everybody else was like 6'1", 6'2", and I was there, you know, 5'9". So I had to work hard, you know. But I guess I played like a shooting guard, which is like a two or a three, somebody who'd hang out on the wing. I wouldn't always be handling the ball, but I'd be shooting a lot, which was fun because that was my favorite part of the game, you know.
Nice.
But
no,
yeah,
that's the
sure.
guy that they would pass the ball to, you know.
Yeah,
and
hey,
get it
yeah.
down there. Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Very, very
if
cool.
If I was actually in the game, yeah.
Right. Well, one of the things, you know, it's interesting because some people have a weird misconception that sports and competitive sports and whatnot, and art and music and whatnot, those paths don't cross. And one of the things
right.
that I really dig about competitive sports is I think it really instills in youngsters a work ethic, you know, not only a work ethic,
absolutely.
But also a results ethic. You know, if you work really hard and practice
sure.
this over and over, things happen and you can see those things, you know?
Right. Right.
And
right.
As artists, that's one of the things we have to, you know, when I get young people ask me all the time, they're like, well, you know, I want to be where you're at, you know, just painting for a living and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, well, that's great. You need to draw 2 or 3 hours a day. Just got to do it.
Right.
You know, you got to get good at your
right.
craft.
Right. Exactly.
And,
exactly.
You know,
got to be competitive too.
Yeah. Yeah. Because nobody's handing this stuff out. You know, you got to.
Absolutely.
You got to make it happen. And that's cool. And it sounds like you know, kind of had that that knowledge, you know, and moved that into the music. Very, very cool stuff. Now, how did you wind up
Thank
getting
you.
Out to? Oh, yeah, absolutely, man. Absolutely. The proof's in the pudding. And I will say this, folks, on a side note, too, those listening to the show on the live feed right now on the show page, we have a little flash player that goes through and puts our show advertisers up and whatnot. But more importantly, it puts up pictures, the press pictures of our guests and whatnot. And, you know, let me just put it this way. If Spencer decided he wanted to, you know, hang up music, he could definitely get into the modeling game and whatnot. So that basket, you know, you said you were overweight. And
thank you.
That worked out, you know? I mean, wow.
Yeah, hey, it did.
I got to start playing some basketball, man. Man.
Hey.
So how did you wind up getting out to L.A.? How did that come about? Because you're in Cincinnati,
yeah, so,
right?
Actually, right now we're in L.A. We split our time.
Oh, okay.
Right, so. Back, this was, it was funny. Everything sort of happened at once. After basketball sort of canned, it was like late 2014. My mom signed me up for a play, without telling me, you know, the classic story. And I was not having it. You know, I never wanted to be in theater at all. I mean, none of that
right.
stuff. And she also, and I also said on my own accord, which is, I guess, kind of relevant to what you just said. I want to be a model, mom. You know, why don't we take some pictures? Because I was just looking for a bunch of stuff that I always saw and I thought was cool and maybe that I wanted to do at that time. So we got some pictures done, sent them to a modeling agency, and I was lucky enough to get signed.
Wow.
You know, and then also on top of that, she signed me up for the play after they said he should go into acting. And so she signed me up. I was not having it. Went through 2-3 months of rehearsal. The first month I was there and didn't talk to anybody. Was not excited about it. And then, I started making a lot of friends and, really looking back, I mean, it was one of the best things that I've ever done. It was so much fun. We did the play Into the Woods. Are you familiar with that?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's outstanding.
They did a movie,
man,
a couple years ago. Yeah,
absolutely.
with James Corden and Chris Pine. Yeah, so that
movie
was fun. I actually got to play. Oh, it's a fantastic movie, and I got to play Cinderella's prince, who was portrayed by Chris Pine in the movie, and that was a lot of fun. We had that song, you know, Agony.
Right.
And that was so much fun. But yeah, I made a lot of friends and stuff like that. And my agent for modeling was like, come to my acting classes. So we did that. And it sort of escalated from there. He said, we have an expo in Dallas where you audition for agents and managers in the acting business and modeling and stuff like that. So we went there in June of 2015, did all that. And I sort of got some things stirring with agents and managers. And they were like, come out to LA and meet with us. So my agent at home got us to come out here in August of 2015.
Very
and we
cool.
sort of auditioned / interviewed for agents and managers, read scenes for them, stuff like that. And yeah, then we decided to pursue the acting thing as well.
Nice.
So, yeah, that's sort of how
it
happened. And then ever since then, we've been splitting time. Yeah, absolutely. For sure.
Well, and that's smart because you know, the more lines in the water, the more apt you're going to catch a fish. You know, that's just
absolutely
how that goes. And that's kind of something a lot of kids that go out to L.A. I sound like an old man saying this. A lot of people, I would say, people my age even going out to L.A., that they miss, you know, they'll go out there and they'll be like, you know, well, I'm just going to do this. And that's, man, if somebody's writing you a check and they want you to tap dance, you better put on some shoes. You know what I mean? It's,
right.
Oh,
absolutely. You got to take any opportunity you can.
Exactly. Cause you never know who, and that's the other thing advice I'll give to anybody heading to Southern California. Never drink when you go out. And I know a lot of friends of mine are
absolutely.
Going, yeah, right, Jamie. But no, it's very true because you never know who you're going to be talking to. And
absolutely.
I have met more people at a cocktail party where I'm drinking a 7-Up and a martini glass. You know, I look like I'm drinking, but I'm really not because, you know, and deals happen and stuff, you know, it's amazing. You just never know. It's one of those.
Absolutely.
LA is one of those towns like that, you know, crazy, crazy, crazy. Well, you know, Cincinnati is a cool town too. One of the things there is a huge, huge amount of people doing like independent film and whatnot in Cincinnati. I was surprised to learn that. There's a lot of creative people come out of Cincinnati, that area and whatnot. And it's cool to see. It's cool to see. But it ain't L.A.
Absolutely.
You know?
Oh, no way. Not even close.
Did you have a little culture shock when you got out there? Or not really so much. Everything was
Oh, my gosh. Huge culture shock. I mean, Cincinnati is as suburbia can get, and I love it.
Right.
I love suburbia. Growing up, I never had any ambitions to go to New York or whatever. I had all these friends and my sister who were like, let's go to New York City. And I was like, no, too many people, you know? So
I've seen too many long orders.
I love my suburbia.
That. Right.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. Too many Law and Orders, too many action movies, too many Godzillas, too many Tom
right.
Cruise movies.
Exactly.
Staying out of there. So, yeah, so when we came out to L.A., which, I mean, it's different than cities because it's crowded, but it's crowded for miles and miles and miles, and it's so split
right.
up. To round trip it around L.A., it'd probably take 3 hours. You know, I mean, just along with the traffic and everything, it's insane. The driving's on a whole new level.
Right.
I mean, I got my license back home, and I can drive there fine anywhere. Here, not so much, you know? So,
yes,
but, yeah, it was a huge culture shock for sure. You know, we definitely had an adjustment period.
Well, that's cool, though. That's cool that it's working out. And I'm very glad. I want to give a big shout-out to your marketing publicity department, Les Famas. Very, very good people. I'm glad you're working
Woo!
With them. Yeah, they are outstanding over there. Outstanding. And
they are.
Very, very good people. We have a link on the show page to them as well. So if you're in a band or a musician or an actor or an artist of some sort, some type, and you need help with the PR and publicity, well, I don't know how that business works, but there's a link, and they're really, really good. Get them in your corner if you can, man. Get them in your corner. Good, good people. And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
And now, insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
It's a common expression, don't look a gift horse in the mouth. However, what if the horse's mouth is filled with useful insurance tools? This is the exact case with the GEICO app. Yes, the app is free and therefore a gift horse. However, look inside the app and behold, emergency roadside assistance, digital ID cards, bill pay. Get the GEICO app. Look it in the mouth. Get amazing services. Thank you.
Metal Babe Mayhem is more than just an online store, it's a destination. MetalBabeMayhem.com carries over 150 rock and roll products, including clothing, jewelry, and accessories. Metal Babe Mayhem also offers Shrine clothing and Alchemy Gothic jewelry. In addition, Metal Babe Mayhem founder Allison Metal Babe Cohen is a rock and roll journalist who supports local and national artists with their rockin' reviews, interviews, playlists, networking, and more. Metal Babe Mayhem is taking over the world, one shirt at a time.
YourWebDesigner.info has a special for Pop Rocks Radio listeners. Have a website designed for only $80. Normally, they're $100, but with the special code ROXX, Pop Rocks Radio listeners can save 20%. If your computer is sluggish and running slow, YourWebDesigner.info can fix it all up remotely, and with that savings code, you'll only pay $40. YourWebDesigner.info offers hosting and other various computer-related products. Please visit www.yourwebdesigner.info and let us build your future today. Remember, all web design includes a year of hosting for free and domain name registration for a year. www.yourwebdesigner.info.
Hi, folks. Are you looking for a custom gift for someone special in your life? Harper Lee Jewelry on Etsy offers custom hand-stamped jewelry created using pure aluminum, brass, copper, or new gold. Do you have a favorite inspiration or quote that you'd like to be represented? Well, no worries. Harper Lee Jewelry on Etsy can create a custom cuff or necklace that represents your interests or ideas with a beautiful piece of jewelry. You can find them at harperleejewelry.etsy.com.
Roxgear, the online webshop of high-end luxury merchandise and products, all featuring original pop art paintings. From La Jolla to Miami to London, www.merch.jamierox.us.
Glittering amethyst, energizing citrine, colorful fluorite, the other side of the sun. Earth's treasures brought to light. Since 1999, we have offered a unique collection of hand-selected minerals and gems for every budget, for novices, collectors, and healers. Visit www.tosots.com to view our wide selection of offerings and use coupon code ROCKS. That's ROXX for 10% off your first order. Remember, TOSOTS.com. Earth's treasures brought to light.
Now, that's interesting. You know, it's interesting hearing your story about growing up and whatnot and being into sports and all of this and singing kind of on the side, but not really. I mean, did you ever see singing and acting? I mean, you ever think, like, in the back of your mind that in a couple of years you'd be out there in Los Angeles, you know, doing this?
Well, the funny thing about it was that growing up, I had such a passion for music. Even when I was a sports guy, that's where I was weird. I mean, I would be the guy my whole grade school team would be blasting rap music on the way to, you know, right. basketball, because that's just what people do. And I would be blasting heavy metal, all these bands that nobody's ever heard of, you know. So growing up, ever since I was about 4 or 5, I've had a huge passion for punk rock music. And that's really, really shaped everything for me. So I've always wanted to be in a band. But it was sort of like basketball came up and it was like, no, I got to do basketball because I go outside every morning at 8 and shoot hoops, you know?
Right, right. Well, and, you know, sure. And there's cheerleaders. And, you know, I mean, that helps. No, I'm kidding. I'm joking, kind of. But I tell you, when you lose that weight and you pick up that guitar, ooh, that's better than making the big, I don't know. They're both equally equal tools in the cabinet, I suppose. Good stuff, though. Very, very good stuff. Now you're working on a new EP, right?
Yes, actually, it should be out in March.
Yeah, March, and the first single's already out, which we're gonna play here in a little bit.
Right.
Monster.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, man. It's fantastic. It's fantastic, too. I've been playing the
Thanks
video
so much.
For it. Oh, yeah, absolutely. How did you like doing the video with that?
Oh, it was so much fun. We have an amazing venue in Cincinnati called The Underground, and I used to play there with a band I was in a couple years ago. And through there, I got in contact with their video crew. They've done some amazing videos. They did a video about 5 or 6 years ago for 21 Pilots.
Okay.
If you've heard of them.
Oh, yeah.
They used to be from our local scene.
Who hasn't heard of them? You know?
Oh, man. I hope everybody hears of them. They're amazing.
Let me put it this way. I have a, I've got a 30-year-old girlfriend, man. Yeah, I've heard them over and over. And they are the top thing in our house, you know.
Absolutely.
She just mixed it up
Absolutely.
The other day. She played a remix. And I'm like, oh,
wow.
At least it's something different. No, I'm kidding.
It's
fun. But so you were saying you were here at the Underground and decided
right,
to.
Right. So we got in contact with the film crew there and the people who handled the filming of those videos and stuff, as well as the sound manager, the person who mixes it and records it. And through there, they said, yeah, we'll videotape you. And so we promoted the heck out of the gig. And on January 7th, I got my band together, a few friends, and we played this show for everybody, and they filmed it. It was so much fun. It was fantastic. It was a good experience too. You know, because you only get one shot.
Oh yeah, well it's fantastic, and you know it brings up another good point. Any of the listeners out there that you know you're trying to get something together with your band or something like that, very good lesson here. You got to make it happen, man. You got to talk to people and not take no for an answer and just go with, you know, make it happen. Do what you got to do.
Absolutely.
That's cool. That's working with some cool people, you know, and
absolutely.
Know, who knows? You might be working with them again in a couple months or something. You know, you just don't know.
Very, very good stuff. And my band, they're amazing guys. So it was just a pleasure to do it with them and definitely excited to play some more shows with them. In the next few months.
Nice. Now, I know the EP, though, it's going to be called Words to Hide Behind, and you said that's coming out in March,
right? Yes.
Very, very cool.
Out in March.
Now, the first single, Monsters, that we were just talking about the video of that and whatnot, it says here is about the feelings of anxiety and the effect on people in your everyday life. That's interesting. That's an interesting take on things. Is this a personal experience or something you've just observed in others? Or you don't seem that anxious to me, Spencer. You're not even nervous.
Well,
you know.
Hey, I mean, I might be.
But, I gotcha.
Yeah, but you know, it's a topic that's come up in my life in the past few years for sure. I mean, it's very personal, but when I wrote the song, it was more based on a concept. You know, I think of something that has affected me or maybe a story that I sort of have in my head or some sort of thread, some sort of issue, or maybe not an issue, maybe something good, but with Monsters, it is an issue. And for sure, yeah, it's definitely affected me a lot in my teenage years. It started when I was younger, for sure. And it's monsters are sort of a way to, I guess, sort of paint that picture. I know the lyrics mm-hmm. they're very metaphorical and very, they're very descriptive.
Gotcha.
You know, that was cool to me. I've always wanted to sort of paint a picture like that of how it sort of feels, you know, when nobody's mm-hmm. around and you're sort of in your own bubble and your own sort of internal panic, you know?
I'm telling you, Spencer, every night around here about trying to go to bed. No, I'm joking. And I'm tossing and turning going, oh my gosh, how am I going to do? No, I'm it's not that bad. It has been at times, though. I'm with you, man. I'm with you. I tell you, mm-hmm. my biggest thing, you know, I do all kinds of crazy stuff. My biggest thing is I get nervous. Now, I've probably done, I would say, you know, maybe 500 art shows, maybe 500 of them.
Mm-hmm.
And wow. every single one to this day, I always worry somebody's going to show up with like a basket of rotten fruit or something and start chucking it.
Oh.
It's never happened. Oh, nothing yeah. like that remotely has ever happened. I've never had a bad thing or anything like that happen. You know, nothing serious, you know, this light won't
right.
work or some, you know, just nonsense. But yeah, to this day, man, do you get anxious before you perform?
Absolutely. I believe that if you're not a little anxious before you perform, then something's wrong, you know,
right.
just because whenever, I think it's really human whenever you're going to show something that you've created, mm. whether it be a performance of another song or a performance of your own song or just to talk in between songs, or, you know, for me, especially the singer, is my voice going to last, you know, especially because I'm inexperienced,
right.
you know, so that all those things sort of definitely pile up right before a show. But when you're out there, it's a ridiculously good feeling, you know, it's always just before, you know, it always
mm-hmm.
happens and it's okay. You know, I've really gotten used to it and it's just,
oh,
you know,
I'm
once you get
you.
On stage, it's, you just
I'm
go,
telling
you,
you know? And I'll tell you from experience, I've drank a lot of cocktails over my days and there is no better feeling, and you know, hey, I've done my stuff, you know, I've lived life. But there's no better feeling I have found than when you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, you know, what you're here for.
Absolutely.
And it's
absolutely.
There's no drug that beats that. It's just I tell you, when people get into problems with that kind of stuff is when they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Then they get
yeah,
into that kind
for
of
sure.
stuff.
Right. Absolutely. I totally agree.
It's just, yeah, it's the way it is, you know, and you can look at, you know, people, you look at somebody like Michael Jackson or something. No, you know, he needed to be entertained. You know, he was an entertainer. He needed to be doing his thing, not sleeping in a oxygen tank or something. You know what I mean? That's what you got to.
Yeah, yeah.
He lost
right.
sight of that. And
absolutely.
There was problems. You know, that's
right.
that's just it. It's and it's interesting.
And with Michael Jackson, the way he was raised, you know. Sorry
yeah,
to interrupt you.
Oh, no, it's absolutely right. You know, that poor kid had all kinds of stuff happen. You know, of course he's going to dress like
pressure.
The Joker. Yeah, you know, I mean,
absolutely.
Who wouldn't?
Absolutely.
You know? Well, it's
he almost
amazing.
Grew up in a fake world, you know, which is
oh,
such a hard
yeah.
thing to even think about.
Oh, totally. You know, going to Studio 5414 and stuff. I mean, come on. You know, that's
absolutely
that's crazy. Well, you know, and it's amazing. We live in that. We are in that age right now where a lot of the classic, especially entertainment people, entertainment actors and musicians and whatnot, are kind of hitting that 70 to 80 year old mark, you know. And so, you know, unfortunately, that's just the kind of where a lot of people are going to drop off at that age, you know. And it's
absolutely,
sad and
because
terrible.
Of all the wear and tear.
Exactly, exactly. And it's not the age so much. It's the
hair metal
age.
Bands from the 80s doing
yeah,
all kinds of drugs backstage, and then by the time that they're 60, they can't even walk. They're on oxygen, you know.
Right, right. And it's crazy. And then when they do pass, which is, you know, unfortunate and terrible, you have all these armchair people on Facebook or wherever, you know, oh, they had, or you know, people that just that do themselves in. Well, they just had everything. How could they do that? And I'm like, man, how long would you last in hell? You know, so just
right,
back
right,
up a little bit.
Right.
You know, you don't know their story. But I don't know. It's a crazy world. It's a crazy world. Full of anxious people, you know? Full of anxious.
Absolutely. And everybody's looking for some kind of release.
That's right. That's right. It's
so much
outstanding.
Pressure.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Record better audio anywhere with Motive Digital Microphones from Shure. Easy-to-use options like the MV88 plug directly into your phone or computer and include a free app. Create studio-quality sound for podcasts, music, and videos. Visit Shure.com to learn more.
If you own a small business, it's not a question of if some hacker is going to attempt to attack your company. It's a question of when. Let CyberPolicy.com keep you safe. CyberPolicy is the first end-to-end solution that combines cyber planning, security, and insurance. With CyberPolicy, your business will be protected against cyber attacks for as little as 40 cents a day. Visit CyberPolicy.com today and get a quote in just 4 minutes. CyberPolicy.com.
Hey, everybody. Pop artist Jamie Rocks here. Hey, at the end of last year, some people, we've got quite a few inquiries where people wanted paintings, but, you know, the economy's getting better, but it's still kind of rough for a lot of people, and they just can't afford my normal larger paintings. You know, they love my work, but they just can't afford the big ones. So what we did on that is I've been picking different themes and painting smaller ones, 16 by 20 canvas, perfect size canvas for an apartment or a room. It's not overwhelming. It's not a big, huge thing you'd see in a gallery or in a big millionaire's house. But it's good. And what they are, we've been selling those on eBay. So if you go to the website, www.jamierocks.us, you'll see the eBay auctions there. I try to have 4 or 5 per week up at all times. And, you know, we don't have any control over what those sell for. So you might get a good deal. But definitely worth checking out if you're on a budget, and, you know, I hope one of my original paintings will be hanging in your home soon. Thank you for your interest, and on back to the show now. Now, we're going to play, I want to play Monster, and I want to talk, because you had some very, very cool thing, happen last Sunday. Let's play the track, and then we'll talk about that and whatnot after, but I want to let people know, stay tuned after we play the track here, because this is some cool, this is a cool deal that happened, man. This is a cool deal. So we're going to play this one to some cool music right now by Spencer Anthony. This is Monsters. We'll play it, then we'll talk a little bit about it, okay?
Fantastic.
Here it is, folks.
She wears a screen, an invisible cloak, to keep the darkness undercover. She's just trying to cope. She keeps her heart at the edge of her sleeve, not to know if she can handle who she really could be. I'm waiting for my whole world to collapse. Every cover up compresses what I need to let out. I'm losing hope with everything that I say. A moment after moment, I keep losing my way. We'll trying.
There was, folks, Monsters by Spencer Anthony. What a track. What a fantastic track, Spencer. I love it. I love
it. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Absolutely. You know, folks, it's let me ask you, Anthony, or I'm sorry, Spencer, what am I saying here, man? I'm all turned around. Let me ask you, Spencer, this was released just a couple weeks ago, right? End of January.
Yes, end of January.
End of January. Now, it's out on iTunes and wherever you're, you know, if people want to pick this up, they can pick it up wherever they buy digital music, right?
Absolutely. Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music. It's basically
nice.
Everywhere.
Nice, nice, nice. And I'll tell you, folks, if you do listen to Spencer and Spotify, you know, do us all a solid and, you know, just play the track about 27,000 times. And, you know, so Spencer can get a Starbucks. I'm kidding, kind of.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you, guys. 27,000. Let's go for it.
That's right. That's right. Hey, we, you know, gosh, I should record. It's so great. We have a thing where sometimes when tracks are playing and whatnot during the show, we'll go into what we call the back room here and where they can't hear us. And we have these fantastic conversations that I wish, you know, I should record and put out there for people. But Spencer was just telling me a very cool story that just illustrates on how cool it is living in L.A. Spencer, why don't you mention what you – not to put you on the spot or anything. It's just a cool story. Yeah.
Oh, hey, no problem. Yeah, absolutely. So we're fortunate enough to live in a neighborhood where many celebrities live. And we were just walking around last week, and we ran into – one of the biggest celebrities in the world. He was just walking down the street. He owns a house back here. And I don't know, has anybody ever heard of Justin Bieber, maybe?
That's amazing.
And he was just walking down the street, and I saw this dude, and, you know, he was blonde hair, tattooed, and I was like, oh, who's this guy? It was from a distance, and I didn't have my glasses on, so I couldn't tell. And my mom goes,
right,
it's Justin Bieber. And I was like, wait, what? And I was like, dang it, I wish I had a card. You know, after we left,
right,
I, of course, my adrenaline was pumping. And, you know, I usually carry my music cards around with me, like, hey, download my single, download my single.
Right.
You know, and
well,
and boom,
know,
we saw, you know, the biggest celebrity ever. And nope, but it was amazing to see him, you know. It was a crazy thing. We've had a lot of experiences like that, actually, which is insane. We've met Ray Romano, Steve Carell.
Wow.
Man, who else? I think we saw, I don't know if you're familiar, but there's a show on the CW called The Vampire Diaries. I believe we saw one of the cast members from that, Ian Somerhalder.
Absolutely. Very, very
today.
Cool.
I believe we didn't, you know, we just saw and, oh man, that's him. But it's been crazy. I actually got to meet one of the members of my favorite band ever, which was crazy. Jack Bearcat from All Time Low. They're my favorite band. We ran into them, and I was like, whoa, and freaked out. So it's been
that
amazing,
cool,
for sure.
That's amazing. That is very cool. And you know what? I predict, Spencer, in a couple years, there's going to be some kids saying the same thing about you. Hey, and then I ran into Spencer.
Oh, man. Thank
you. Oh, my gosh, you know.
Thanks. I appreciate that.
And the lesson, Spencer, to learn is always have some cards in your wallet, just in case. You never know.
Absolutely. In case you run into Justin Bieber. You never know.
That's right. I tell people that all the time. That's one of the things I tell people, especially younger people, get into whatever business you're in. Get business cards. It's the best $20 you'll spend in your life.
Absolutely.
You know, it's just,
or T-shirts. I saw this guy wearing a T-shirt that had his Instagram tag on it, and I was like, that's so cool.
Nice. Yeah, he's a walking billboard. You know, that's
exactly.
That's very cool. I used to get all these. I had a gal when I was living in Southern California. I was living in San Diego. I had a little gal I had met, and she had a button making machine. And she would make these little, you know, like buttons that people pin on, you know, their shirts or jackets or whatever. And, you know, had my logo on my website on it. And I handed those out by the thousands to people, you know, and, you'd see people walking down the street and they'd have one on. It was pretty cool. But those are kind of small. You're right. The T-shirt's better with the bigger name. That's cool. Well, Monsters is out right now, folks. And you're going to be releasing a couple of other singles, right? Or is it all going to come out in March with the EP, Words to Hide Behind?
It's all going to come out in March with the EP. We have two more songs for everybody. And I'm really excited to put them out. The full EP will be Monsters and two other songs.
Very cool. Very, very cool. Now, I had mentioned before we played the track, Monsters, that some cool stuff went down last Sunday. There was some kind of sports ball event or something, I guess, was going on, right? And somebody was in a commercial on it, local there in Cincinnati.
I wonder who it was.
I know. I don't know. Who? Ladies and gentlemen, Spencer was in this ad spot. How did that come about? And tell us a little bit about that.
So back at home, I do audition for local things as well. Because when I'm out here, I audition for, you know, TV shows and commercials and whatnot. When I'm home, I also get a few things. And there's a company called Cincinnati Bell. They're a local phone company. And they were holding auditions for a commercial. For, you know, speaking role, somebody who would say, you know, the usual thing, buy Cincinnati Bell, get this, that, you know,
right.
The usual commercial thing. And so I auditioned for that, and the director, he saw my music. They really liked the audition, and he went and looked at my music and saw me sing. And he told me, basically, we want you to do a scene in front of the Esquire Theater, which is a downtown theater in Cincinnati. Where you're playing the guitar, and we're going to put it on the commercial, and it's, you know, it was fantastic. And then after I filmed it, I heard it was a Super Bowl commercial.
Wow.
So
that's a big deal, man.
Like,
that
what?
Is a big deal. That's amazing.
Thank you. I appreciate it. It was amazing. It's such an amazing thing. You know, when you go into audition for stuff like that, you just think it's going to be a regular commercial. And then it was all over the local news, you know, that it was going to be aired during the Super Bowl. So we were so lucky. You know, that a few million people saw it.
That's outstanding. And folks, we're going to, the fine folks over at La Famance had sent me a YouTube link for that, which I will be adding to the show page just as soon as the show is wrapped up here tonight. So you can check out Spencer in the, in that ad. Very, very cool, man. That's amazing. No, was your phone like ringing off the hook? Like everybody from like high school and everybody calling you up going, hey.
Oh, it was funny. You know, we promote it because nobody really knew. We put it on Facebook, put it on Instagram, all that stuff. And then it was funny. I was watching TV, and we're in LA, so we couldn't see the commercial live. So I was sitting there watching, you know, the Patriots get destroyed at that point. And,
oh yeah, what a game
and,
too! I mean, who saw
you know,
that comeback?
Oh my
coming?
Gosh, it's definitely it was the greatest football game I've ever seen, which was cool.
I'm telling you.
So that was an action-packed night for me. But then they said it was going to air right before halftime, so right after the second quarter.
Wow.
And I was sitting there after the second quarter. I was about two commercials in, and I'm thinking, okay, when is my dad going to text me and tell me, you know, that it aired?
Mm.
And all of a sudden, I get 15 Snapchats. At once. I mean, a notification after notification after notification after notification
right.
of my friends videotaping the commercial live and being like, wait, what? It was so cool. It was definitely an amazing, amazing thing. You know,
that's
people
awesome.
With their families and stuff and videotaping that and saying, you know, that's my friend. It was really cool, you know.
That's awesome. Well, it's good work,
thing,
you know. It's
so.
Good work. You know, nothing wrong with being proud of good work. There's nothing wrong with that at all. Very, very cool.
Oh, thank
cool.
you.
Well, I can't
thank
wait.
You. It was fun.
To hear more of the upcoming EP. No, I know you're working on that now, and you're promoing Monsters and everything. Are you playing out live anywhere, or just focusing on the EP right now?
Currently focusing on the EP and writing more stuff.
Okay.
But we will, once we, you know, build sort of, you know, more demand for shows and stuff, we'll be playing out. I'll be playing some acoustic stuff in L.A. coming up, probably.
Nice.
But back when we get home in Cincinnati, we'll be playing at a few venues and having some awesome shows go on. So we're really excited about that.
Very, very cool.
In April.
Oh, nice. Now, on your website, which we have a link up to, there are links to your social media and whatnot as well on there. And I want people to do that, you know, like Spencer's page on Facebook and Instagram and all that, because that way you can keep abreast of what's going on. You know, you can keep up to date with stuff and
absolutely.
What have you. Very, very cool. Well, I can't, you know, I wish you the very best of luck and everything. And when you're, you know, you start planning these national tours and stuff, I got to tell you, I'm in South Florida. So, you know,
South Florida. All right. Where's that? Miami.
That neck of the woods. Yep. No. Down in
that neck
I'm
of the
down
woods.
Down in down near Miami.
Down deep.
Yep. Down deep.
Down near Miami. Okay.
That's right. And I'm building a little stage in my backyard for a house concert.
Wow.
And we're a 10-minute walk from the beach, so feel free
hey,
to drop in sometime.
Fantastic.
And you know. Outstanding. Well, it's really good. I'm really digging the Monsters track. It's
thank
just
you so much,
so
Jamie.
Cool. Oh yeah, man. And it's, you know, the cool thing is too is you. I'm reading on some of the upcoming tracks. You're going to be throwing in a little more electronic synthesizers and what have you on that.
Absolutely, yeah. The producer Mike Pepe, who produced the EP, he is mm-hmm. incredible, and he helped me get some of that stuff in there for sure. Because, you know, when I'm out here in LA, I'm just writing with an acoustic guitar. I'd give
right.
him my vision for a song. I'd give him, you know, all the lyrics I had, the melodies I had, every part of the song. And, you know, he would say, hey, I've got this idea here for a synthesizer or something like that. And for Monsters, especially, I mean, I had a piano riff that I was playing, and he had an idea. He's like, hey, split up those notes real quick, play it this way. So I did. And then we really synthesized the piano. And now it's that piano part that you hear, or the synthesizer part you hear in the background of Monsters. So there's
nice.
Been, you know, a lot of electronic stuff added into the EP, which I'm really excited about. For
very,
sure.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, you know, I'm writing a note right now to myself. Note to self, get a hold of Ian. We want Spencer back on the show. You know, whatever
oh,
we can
thank
do to
you
help,
so much.
Yeah, anytime, man. Whatever we can do to help get the word out, because it's such fantastic music. Very, very cool. And, folks, definitely Spencer Anthony's the one to watch, man. Good stuff's going to be coming. I guarantee it. I'm telling you. Spencer, if you were a horse, I'd be betting on you, man. Good stuff. You
awesome.
Know?
Fantastic.
Very, very cool. Well, let's see. Tonight is Thursday. That's going to be about wrapping it up for us tonight. I will be back tomorrow, folks. We have a fantastic rock band out of L.A. Called Lucid Fly that's going to be on. You're really going to enjoy them. That's going to be an early show tomorrow night, 7 o'clock East Coast and 4 o'clock West Coast. So there you go. I know everybody's got all kinds of parties and everything happening tomorrow night with full moon. And I don't know, there's a meteor shower or something happening at the same time. I don't know. It's the end of days. You know, no, I'm kidding. I'm joking. Something that happens every so often in the sky. Don't panic. But this show will be converted to a podcast and put out on all the various social media platforms, including Instagram and all of that. And it'll also be up for free on iTunes. If you are listening to the show in the future on iTunes, hello from the past, do me a quick favor. It doesn't cost anything. Hit that ratings and review. That puts us up at the top of the page. And, you know, to be honest with you, I'm all about honesty here and transparency. you know, our advertisers really dig that. So it makes my life a lot easier, you know. And the lights stay on around here. How about that? Very, very cool. Very cool, Spencer. I can't wait to hear more, man. Keep doing what you're doing. You're real good at it.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you having me on the show, Jamie. It was so much fun talking to you, man.
Oh, yeah, and vice versa. And thank you for, you know, taking time to be on the show. I really appreciate it. Very, very cool.
Oh, no problem. Anytime.
Well, I can't wait to hear more. I can't wait to hear more. And we'll see everybody tomorrow. Have a great night, everybody.
Jamie Rocks's Pop Rocks Talk Radio Show has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks for Pop Rocks Limited, recorded at Deerfield Beach in South Florida for broadcast at Blog Talk Radio.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.